The Amazon jungle, the forests in Africa and Asia, contain many hidden treasures. Their plants, trees, and herbs provide the basis for most of the world's disease-fighting drugs and many of its cosmetic and beautifying remedies. For example, penicillin has been saving millions of people's lives for decades. The anti-cancer drug Taxol and the anti-malaria drug extracted from the Chinese herbal plant artemisinin offer hope to many.
There is quite a substantial and well-documented appropriation of traditional knowledge, especially in the area of traditional medicine, what is called generally bioprospecting.
Usman Saki is a minister in the permanent mission of Nigeria to Geneva. He says people go into the African forests in search of medicinal plants, which are then taken out of the continent and brought to Western and other countries.
In laboratories, develop them and extract active ingredients and make useful drugs out of them, without actually disclosing where this came from, without actually plowing back benefit into the community where they obtain these medicinal plants.
Sarki says developing countries are trying to curb this illegal appropriation of traditional knowledge.
So we African countries, supported by many other developing countries and indigenous communities, are saying that we need new rights so that they can now have a legal protection of their traditional knowledge.
With traditional knowledge, I think it's very appropriate that we find means of recognizing the contribution to humanity of traditional knowledge systems.
Deputy Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organization, Francis Gurry, says traditional culture, folklore, and medicines have enriched humanity, but finding an international solution to protecting traditional knowledge is very complex.
It's not like the Western tradition of someone sitting up in the bath and saying, "Eureka, I've discovered it." There is a collective creativity, and for that reason it's very difficult to know at what point the knowledge came into existence.
The intellectual property rights system awards patents and copyrights to recognized holders of inventions, of books and recordings. The same system is difficult to apply to traditional knowledge because the legal holder of the right usually cannot be identified. It might be a tribe or another traditional community. Developing nations want a legally binding international treaty to protect traditional knowledge. Industrialized countries oppose this. Johnson Ole Kaunga is a Maasai from Kenya. He's part of a group called Impact that represents herders' rights. He says industrialized governments benefit from exploiting genetic resources, so it would be against their interests to enact an international binding instrument. He says Maasai has become a worldwide brand name. While others profit from their heritage, he says the Maasai do not.
The Maasai want to share their heritage with others. So the most important thing is, it should not be a negative exploitation. It should be a kind of a shared resource for all.
Kaunga says he has little faith in national legislation because governments often manipulate their laws against their own people.
So to me, an international binding legal agreement is very necessary and important, so that where governments end up abusing or forcing their own communities to accede to national legislations or to do it forcefully, they can have another alternative for recourse.
The World Intellectual Property Organization says it is in the interest of those that use traditional knowledge to eventually strike a deal. It says pharmaceutical companies invest billions of dollars in research. They do not want to find themselves in a situation of legal uncertainty when they have a successful result. This alone, it says, is reason enough for them to reach an accord that will provide them with the legal framework they need and, at the same time, will recompense the holders of traditional knowledge. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.